Graydon House and Harper Audio present Ben and Beatrice by Catalina Gamara, performed by James Foey and Ida Raluska.
For my grandfather, for being the only one of them to see me. Happy are they that hear their detractions and can put them to mending. William Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing. Ignorance is no protection from the consequences of inaction. Isabel Wilkerson, Caste, The Origins of Our Discontents.
March 2017. 1. Ben, what makes you think the subway is a good place to flip through nudes? I look up to see Beatrice staring down at my phone. I start to say, what the hell? But then she says, Alexis from the philosophy department, Morgan from Alpha Phi, and the girl who's been hula-hooping on the quad. How do you keep track of them all? I have a bulletin board with red string connecting everyone like on Homeland. Why do you care? Beatrice grits her teeth. Because I heard Alexis crying about how you told her you liked her, then never texted her back. And Morgan's been posting about how her new boyfriend actually wants to be her boyfriend. And right around the time you stopped publicly making out with her every goddamn day, Hula Hoop Girl started an Instagram page on why final clubs should be abolished. I blink. You sure you don't have a bulletin board charting all my hookups? And aren't you snowflakes above slut-shaming? I don't care how many people you sleep with. I care that you ghost them the second you've come. Keeping track of guys who treat women like they're disposable isn't hard, especially when you have a sparkling reputation as Harvard's hottest misogynist. Beatrice Herrera is the bane of my existence. She's got this way of looking at you that feels like she's about to cancel you for sneezing too loud. And she is so fucking hot that I wish I didn't care. She's sitting next to me on the subway, her cousin Hero on her other side, while I'm next to Claudio, the whole reason I'm stuck next to Beatrice in the first place. Claudio's been my roommate since freshman year, a streak he didn't want to break, even though we're seniors and could totally have gotten singles. How many people are still bros with a first-year roommate? He'd said when we got our housing forms last year. That's fucking fate, man. Cool, I said, not letting on how psyched I was. We're in different majors, and I was worried we'd stop being friends if we didn't live together. Claudio's the only dude I talk to about shit I usually pretend not to feel, and I hate how much I need that. But this year, Claudio wanted to bring Hero home with us for spring break since he finally made her his girlfriend after years of pining. But Hero wanted Beatrice along in case Claudio and I turn out to be serial rapists or something. To be honest, I wasn't really listening because Claudio ran all this by me last night just as a girl I recently ghosted strode toward us across the dining hall. So I mumbled, sure, then bolted. By the time I understood what I'd gotten myself into, we were rolling our suitcases to the Harvard Square T-stop, and it was too late. Are you intending to use the colloquial interpretation of misogyny, meaning lack of respect for women, or the real definition, meaning hatred of women? Because hate is not the word I'd use to describe how I feel about what women have to offer. I raise an eyebrow at Beatrice, but she turns away and takes out her phone. But I spot an opening. So you think I'm hot, huh? Your head sure is. How long ago did you designate me one of Harvard's most bangable? She snorts. The fact that that's your takeaway makes the misogyny title oh so well deserved. I'm just saying. In Latin last year, you called me a misogynistic twat, but this time you went with hot. You trying to tell me something? Fuck off, capitalist. She turns away to say something to Hero in Spanish. Hero smiles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?